Do you ever feel stuck, like you're living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Hello, everybody. Welcome to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast, and I'm really excited. I know a lot of times I share that I'm excited about my guests because they're a dear friend, but it really applies this time because Bill Walsh is not only a dear friend, but we've met on the circuit, and we both have the same passion for entrepreneurship and helping businesses get up and growing. But Bill hosted a launch party for me for Think and Grow Rich for Women in New York City. He's a CEO and founder of Power Team International and has helped thousands of businesses. And if anybody really exemplifies, walks the talk when it comes to playing big, it's Bill Walsh. So Bill, thank you for being with me today.
Anytime. Love you, love your work, and always glad to support.
And right now you're in a suite at the top of a hotel in Las Vegas, right?
Yeah. It's a little crazy. It's around 5,000-6,000 square feet, and it has its own swimming pool actually in the suite outside. So instead of having to go to the pool, they actually bring the pool to you here on top of the hotel. So it's kind of nice.
And he's great one that always is willing to share, right? Lots of parties.
Absolutely.
Suite, yes.
Yeah, I think if you're serious about making more money, just throw great parties.
Well, and if there's anybody that travels more than me, it's you, Bill. You do two and three events a day. It's crazy.
Sometimes in one day, you're right. And you don't realize, people say, how did you get to 300 events a year? I said, well, we started with one, right? And then all of a sudden, it's got bigger and bigger and bigger. And I do, you know, if when you love what you do, it's still work. But if I stop loving what I do, then I'm done. But right now, I love helping small business. I love traveling, seeing so many different countries, and meeting so many great people. And I think you have the same passion, because I see you're the global traveler too. And so I know that's like one city then there, but I definitely love it. And I enjoy helping these entrepreneurs take their ideas and turn those ideas into really exceptional businesses.
And I think, you know, about a year and a half ago, I was started thinking about retiring and didn't feel so good. And I think you're like me. If we weren't doing this, we'd probably be going crazy because we love what we do. So
you would. You're right about that one for sure.
Well, I want you to share a story. Give me a little bit more background on Bill Walsh for our listeners and our viewers. Sure. But I want to get to that point where you made the decision. I think it was, you told me $1 million you invested in aligning with small business expos. And when I started the Play Big movement, that was like one of the first examples I thought of friends who really exemplified that. So share a little bit about Bill Walsh and get to that.
Sure. So obviously, born and raised in Chicago. Out of high school and college, 10 years in trading, 10 years of turnarounds. So I was really good at fixing companies and either take them public, close them, sell the assets, or fix the business. And around 2000 to 2003, I just felt burnt out. I'm like, there has to be more. And at that point, we decided to create our own little bundle for small business. We didn't have a lot of money at that point, but I found great marketing partners. And before you know, because of those marketing partners, we were in 20 countries in 20 months. We launched an incubator and accelerated business course called Rainmaker. I can't believe it's now 2005, so almost 13, 14 years ago. And then, of course, in 07, a venture fund. We launched private masterminds, our big ones called WIN. This is our 10th year anniversary for that program, and we're honored to have you speaking there this year. And then, of course, the Inspiration of Conferences, which is a couple times a year, speaker programs, then these really cool internet marketing conferences. And then around 2011, 2012, I was approached by a group out of New York that had this really cool idea that they were launching to do these expos. So kind of like, if you can imagine, walk in 100 booths, you know, great vendors, and maybe a workshop or two. And I love the idea, and I met the founder, and him and I teamed up. And yeah, it was $1 million commitment of sponsorship, and it was really over a couple of years that we wound up having to do that. But the funny thing is that, you know, all my partners, like, that's a dumb idea. People don't go to expos. Save your money. But the crazy part is
I didn't say that.
No, I know. But some of my friends did. And the funny part about that is if I look back then, you know, that it was, but it was a risk because they weren't that proven yet. But it was also the idea that I knew to go big, you had to move out of the pond, right? And the pond of what we call the circuit or the typical seminars or workshops was my primarily controlled by a few large companies. And I knew that if we can get out of that pond and then look at also other venues where we got to, you know, local business owners, brick and mortar companies, face to face, market after market, that we could expand our horizons dramatically and exponentially. And so it went from two cities back then to now 17 cities this next year, you know, over 90,000 attendees a year. And of course, now there's big sponsors like Google and, you know, if you think of like Bank of America, HSBC, Constant Contact, you know, Shark Tank's even there, many of the shows doing their tryouts. It didn't happen overnight, but it happened by consistently being persistent. And that's where it was at for us. And now because of that, you know, our tribe has grown dramatically. We obviously do a lot of events in localized markets on a monthly basis, whether it's local masterminds or dinner parties or preview events or, you know, anything that's designed around building local. When I lectured at UN, it was always about building local to go global. You know, when I talked at Harvard, same idea was that if we can really build local small business, have they become more successful, it changed the world. And that's exactly what's happened, you know, and you're right. And so now over the years, I was the person on the outside kind of looking at these really big seminar companies and big companies that put on lots of events. And, mm-hmm. and now we're, you know, at 300 events a year. We got heavily involved with charity. Now we're opening success centers where the entrepreneurs can come together. We've launched our gold programs for those that like speaking and masterminds and all in one. Because once again, you've got to always be innovating. Mm-hmm. If you're not innovating as a small business, you're making yourself obsolete. And we know that you've got to serve those clients. And now coaching programs we've launched, we've never sold our leads to anybody. We never gave the leads away. And for the first time ever now, we're certifying coaches as Rainmaker certified coaches to then work with all these clients. Because at some of these, you know, events, our monthly new database is increasing by 5,000 to 10,000 leads a month. Mm. It's like, why not get really talented people that can help these entrepreneurs more on a one-on-one? Because you and I both know that it's great to go to the course and the programs, but it's also nice to have a coach that kind of walks you through the process. So that kind of gets you from how we started all this craziness to where now it's become a mega global business. And I still feel so honored. I think that even as much as you and I have done, that we haven't even scratched the surface to truly help mainstream entrepreneurs. And that's what I think is, we've talked about this, is going into schools. You know, I was talking with some leaders in the state of California, really about having entrepreneurship programs starting at 12 years old. You know, it's like, turn off the game and turn on your business. Do you know what I mean? It's like,
my 11-year-old grandson has three businesses that he's running right now. It's just amazing.
So wouldn't that be awesome if we could have all these young adults that, you know, turn off the video game and turn the business on, you know, instead of watching the video, get paid. Right. Yeah. And I think we can learn so much from these kids because they're so good.
Yeah. Well, and you're also a fantastic dad. You've got three incredibly gorgeous kids and all very successful in their own right, right?
I feel very honored. Austin is now 26 and my business partner in a number of companies. He teaches internet marketing and he's very good at it. His first client was Mark Victor Hansen, as a matter of fact. It's kind of crazy, over 10 years ago. And my daughter Marissa's going to be a physician's assistant in just a few months. And my youngest son produces music. He makes beats. He moved to LA to produce beats and he's very good at it. So it's fun to see, you know, how amazing when really it was always about never telling them what to do, but let them have freedom in their own space. And, you know, I was with a guy named Merv Adelson for years and he trained me on something great. He said, if you'll just allow creativity to shine with a budget, he said, you can build anything. You know? And here's a guy that sold one of his companies for over $1 billion. So. Yeah. It's fun to realize we always can learn. And I've learned so much from you. I love watching, you know, anytime you're on stage, you're doing videos and you're also the first one to show up. You always take the most notes and you're always the most gracious when it comes to spending time with new students. Anyone that's ever met you knows that your passion to serve is at a 12 over 10. So it's pretty awesome.
Well, thank you. And it is. And I think you share that as well. And I love the fact that you've got these, you're constantly reinventing, constantly expanding your services. I saw the beautiful building you guys just launched, your Success Center. Is that like an incubator, Bill? Is that something?
It is. So the idea is, think of like an incubator meets a think tank facility, but no offices. So we love all these office places, but for the first time, this facility has Zen rooms, has media rooms, has board rooms, has training rooms, has a think tank center with bean bags everywhere. So the idea is, have a place you can go to really unleash your creative, get around great people. And of course, every week we have free lunch and learns. Every month we have hedge fund nights where you can come and pitch your business in front of great local entrepreneurs that or investors that are looking to invest in businesses. So you've seen the TV show Shark Tank. This is more like Dolphin Tank. You know what I mean? They're not there to pick on you or, you know, make you look bad, but just to give you a place. And in Chicago, we're literally right across from City Hall. So we're at the Thompson Center. It's a very well-known building, government building.
It's beautiful.
Well-received. Yeah. They helped us throw the kickoff party there, and we had a great turnout. And so we're very excited about that. And the nice part about it, they don't need me there at all. I mean, literally, we have such a great team in-house. There are creative teams and social media teams. They're all, you know, these are all different individuals that are entrepreneurs that come in every day and use the facility.
And that's one of the elements of playing big, because you've gotten your company to the point now where you don't physically have to be at all these events.
Yeah, it's impossible.
Put in the systems. So many people build their companies, but it's so dependent on them being there that it's hard to actually be able to really leverage, because you're limited to your space and your time. So
it was really one of the reasons we created all of our courses without my name in them. You know, mm-hmm. So Rainmaker Summit or, you know, Win Global Mastermind or Icon Speaker, you know, or today, you know, whether it's our mastery courses, Residual Mastery, that, you know, even when we launched our course, Residual Mastery, on funnel building, you know, my son pretty much took the course over. I could just show up for maybe a half hour of the 2.5 days and the rest they have covered. So our new book writing, we have a new book writing course and speaking course combined. And the gentleman that runs it's a former senator. He's brilliant at what he does. And once again, they don't need me there at all. You know, we sold a record number of tickets last week for the, you know, we've only had it only 3 or 4 times this year, but I'll tell you that people are loving it already. And once again, like you're saying, the best thing is that I don't have to be there. So that's what we've done is we've built such a big funnel. And now if someone has something really good, we can move it out to a lot of people quite quickly. And then either just buy that company or roll it up. One of our corporate sponsorship projects that this individual, Roberto Candelaria, that does around the country, one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet, but I don't need to be there for any of the course except I'll come and do a bonus session at the end. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's nice to be able to take really super talented people that have great stuff that nobody knows about and then put them on a national circuit literally within a couple of months.
You do, even your speakers program, you don't just teach them how to speak. You give them the opportunity to have stages through all these small business expos, right?
Yeah. It's stuff that nobody else does. And a lot of times it's not that speaker trainers wouldn't like to do that, but they don't have the back end.
Right.
So what we did is we created a course, Platinum, where we build their product box, we shoot their promo video, we literally create their online presence, we create a promo video they can use for all promoters. And then within 60 days of completing the course, they send me a 1-hour video, then we put them on a stage to go sell their products. And the only way you know, the only way you learn to speak is if you do it. Mm-hmm. So we figured this out years ago that all the courses are great. It's like if I gave you videos on skiing and I gave you audios on being a great skier and I gave you the double bonus book you could read, and then the next day we took a private jet to Canada and to Vancouver and took a helicopter to the top of the mountain and we threw you out and did a helicopter drop, even though you read all the books and seen all the tapes, you're probably going to die. And that's what happens with a lot of speakers until they start doing it, because we teach them that unless you've done 100 presentations, those are all practice.
Yep.
From 0 to 100 is just getting your feet wet and getting practice. And then all of a sudden, once they start doing it, they don't need you anymore, which is awesome. You know, it's fun to see some of these speakers that are doing national and global tours that came through our course just 5-6 years ago, or even national tours now, that now their brand is getting out there and they're in the same event with a Google. They're in the same event, same stage as Google's on. You know, PowerTunes on, and they can leverage that to open up so many more doors, and that's what's been happening, which is,
and I love it, because I think the validation of what you're doing is, so many times, and you talk about this, people come to the seminars, and they go rah-rah, and they go home and do nothing. and what you do, and certainly you know, what I hope to do through my online courses and my mentoring is to get them excited about the possibility, but also be there to support them in making a reality. Because
I've seen that with some of your students, right? Because they've been on my stages.
Yep,
I've seen your students that you've coached and trained. They're now speaking and selling at our events, which is great.
Yeah. Yeah, and I love it. I'm so proud. One of them, you know, her first event, she says, "Why am I doing this?" And now she's done, you know, 20 events of her own. Yeah.
And that's what you got to love. And because you don't realize that we call it the ripple effect, right? Mm-hmm. And the ripple effect is not of your work, it's of the work of those you've trained.
Exactly.
And watch them go out and serve so many. Nothing makes you feel better than getting an announcement or a video or an email saying, "We're putting this event on with all these great people." And now we're starting to see this pop up in cities around the country.
Yeah.
And now, because we've had so many go through our courses and programs, that there's an event in LA, there's events in Miami. Can you come to Atlanta? You know, just yesterday, we're planning a whole series of events with one of our students, Atlanta, Miami, Vegas. And the fun part is that 2 years ago, she would have never dreamed it possible. You know, mm-hmm. And now she's bringing in top speakers for her events, and she knows how to fill the room. And, you know, the secret in this business is not just having great speakers, but having a full audience. And when you can do that part of it and have the great speakers, it creates massive wins.
And you're right. Both you and I, we have great joy and pride when we see the impact of the others that we've had a little bit of role in getting them on the stage and getting them to get their self-confidence. So, Bill, for the people that are watching and listening, you know, they're sitting back saying, well, it's easy for him to say, you know, he's venture fund and all that stuff. But this, you know, it hasn't been an easy road. You had your ups and downs.
Yeah, not at all. I've had plenty of failures. I've been broke and wealthy, and there's no doubt I share this all the time. Broke sucks. But you'll always find who your friends are, but I've been there. And we've had things that didn't work, right? We tried this, try that. So it's always, you're always testing it, tracking it, tweaking it. I learned that from my son. That you always test something, you track it, you tweak it. And what we do when we release a program, it's always the question that we ask as a team is, can we serve enough customers to make that $1 million a year business just from the one program? Mm-hmm. So it's never about making $1 million. It's, can we serve enough clients so that it generates $1 million a year? Because if it doesn't generate at least $1 million a year for us, it doesn't make sense to put the resource behind it. So we start thinking about, and when you're starting out, it's the same thing. If what your program's doing today is not going to make $100,000 a year, $500,000 a year gross, then you've got to really look at it. Does this make sense? I watch private coaches that kill themselves in coaching when in reality, they could do 2 or 3 events a year and generate the same amount of revenue. But instead of trying to serve one-on-one, they could serve 1 on 50 or 1 in 100. And will it take a year or two to get there? Absolutely it will. But is it worth it? Yes, it is for sure, because you're buying back all that time. I mean, exactly. would you rather teach 3 or 4 weekends a year, or would you rather spend 80 hours a week trying to coach one-on-one clients? And I will tell you for a fact, buy back your time, only allow private coaching for your absolutely top clients. And many, many times, believe it or not, you can serve the others in a group setting even more powerfully.
Oh, and absolutely. That group dynamic can be amazing.
Priceless.
In fact, you know, for the first many, many years of my career, I didn't do one-on-one coaching. It's just, right. And I've added the mentoring element. It's just been added in the last 5 or 6 years. And it really is, it's kind of like, you know, that private time one-on-one is almost like a reward for all those years of doing, you know, through books and big seminars, one-to-many. And it's something that when, even with my private clients, when I got them together, it's magical, because when you have that small group setting, it's really very impactful. You get that power of the mastermind going. So,
and once they get going, that new ideas flow, new events come out of that, customer served at a higher level. I mean, these are things, once again, you can't put a price tag on.
So for those, somebody watching and viewing right now that, again, is still, they haven't gotten past that easy for him to say, what kind of kick in the you-know-what can you give them right now for them to go out?
So what I would do is that I always love to give away free gifts, as you know. So if you're in the USA borders, I will give you our newsletter. I'll give you access to my lectures at Harvard, and we'll give you a special report on growing your business. And it's really simple. You just text the word success. So the word success is, everyone knows that word. Text the word success to 26786. Text the word success to 26786. You'll all get a free gift. It's a download. It's all right to your phone. It's easy to do. If you're outside the U.S. borders, I would go to the website iPowerTeam, which is our main website, iPowerTeam.com/VIP. Because I know if you're on this broadcast, you're a VIP. And you'll get the same gifts from there. You'll even get a consult or some tickets for our events as well. but it's iPowerTeam.com/VIP. If you're on the web, if you're on your phone and you're in the U.S. borders, it's really easy. Text the word success to 26786. You'll get a bunch of really cool gifts, and they come to you within minutes. So it's a great giveaway.
Well, Bill, I really appreciate you being with us today. And I know from my perspective, I've been very, very proud of seeing your growth. And you have had your ups and downs. And sometimes when you grow really fast, you got to take a moment and catch
That's
up
right.
with the systems and the foundation. But you have always persevered. And you really, I see it constantly that your focus is always on service, except that you're an incredible sales guy.
Thank you. You know, it's funny, when you speak on stage and you know that you can authentically serve someone, believe it or not, it's not even a sale anymore. I many times feel like I know if they don't take it, I know what the outcome is going to be. Mm-hmm. I know that 80% plus of small business fail in 2 years. Yeah. I know of the ones that make it, another 50% of those don't make it 5 years. I know 90% of small business stay under $1 million. Mm-hmm. So when people say you're selling, I'm not selling, I'm serving at such a high level because I know the answer. It's imagination that you knew the answer to a game and you picked the last five games knowing you need to score every time. Pretty good chance the sixth time you'll know the score. I know the score of failure for small business. Mm-hmm. I know without teams and systems and programs and really proper training, there's a pretty good chance they're not going to make it. And so if we can open up our network and we can open up good software and tools and systems and programs, if we can just increase their odds a little bit, right? And it still takes all the action. You know, we don't teach no get rich quick. It takes a couple years to build a real business. And once you come from that frame, people really respect that.
Right.
Because when I do speak, I give them so many tools in less than 30 minutes that most of them never use. And most of them are free today or next to free. And if they only use 10% of what I've trained in the event, not to mention coming to one of our business incubators or speaker programs, I know for a fact they'd be crazy not to take it. So when you speak from that place, I don't care who speaks before me or after me. I don't care, none of that stuff. You can put all the best speakers in the world on there. I know in this niche, I know my stuff. Mm-hmm. I can't cook. I'm not a life coach. I can't make you feel good. I'm not a relationship coach. But I'm a damn good business coach. I've been ranked 4 years top in the world by Guru Magazine. This is not a paid for ad that says, oh, your event's the best in the world, right? You can't pay to be in the magazine. Mm-hmm. And for me, it's, I think, because now we serve so many small businesses a year that come through our events, and we've served so many clients that have gone on to be number one in Inc. Magazine or doing incredible things on TV sales or building that successful pizza place or, you know, the home-based business Rockstar that now is the top of their game. And to see those lives that you've changed, you know, it really is, I think that's, and you don't get that until you do it over time.
Right, so, right.
Well, you know, and, it'll be gone overnight.
Yeah, and everybody watching, listening is familiar with me, I think, sharing, you either sell or you serve. And selling, right. Selling is a one-time transaction, so you have to keep doing it over and over again. But if you serve, you create a relationship and you end up with a lifetime of sales, so. And I think definitely what you just said embodies that as well. So it's something that, you know, and that I always tell people, because I'm not as comfortable in the selling position as you are, Bill, not as talented, I'll admit that. But when I talk to people, I say, you know, when you remember that their life can be better if they work with you. And if you keep that forefront, then it's a little easier to make the sale and make the call.
And also, I think that sometimes, you know, people take my brashness or the toughness from the stage is that, you know, he's arrogant or he's this or he's that. No, I just know the outcome.
Mm-hmm.
I really do know. And I know I only have a short period amount of time to talk to people I've never met before. And my idea is to be able to move the ones that get it. I mean, I have amazing respect and heart and love. It doesn't come across on stage a lot of times because I'm more like, bam, here's the answer. And, you know, and it's only because I just know that in business, you can be nice and you can do all those things. But damn it, when you're starting out and you're in a startup or a turnaround, you don't have the luxury of guessing. You literally have to know these specific items to be able to grow and build that business. And one of the first ones that we teach is customers are good for business. You know, that nobody wants to hear they have to get off the couch and go, you know, go market themselves and sell the business and generate the revenue. But once they realize that, then it's time for a charitable contribution. You know, then it's time to, you know, pick your local charities, sit on boards, build your legacy. And so many times if it's taken the wrong way that he's really tough or he's mean, I'm not being tough or mean. I'm being a very strong realist that I know what it takes for these young companies to survive. And you can really feel good about it, but I promise you this, you'll feel even better about it when you're serving lots of customers and your bank account's growing every day and you're sitting on more charitable boards.
So well, I've never heard you referred to as mean. You are a realist and you do say you're definitely authentic and what you say is the truth. So I've never heard anybody refer to you as mean, Bill.
That's okay. I mean, but we live it, you know, we live this stuff every day. So we're in the trenches every day testing new software, trying this out, you know, and we're testing new softwares today. There's not a week that doesn't go by that my son's like, try this, check this out, look at this. And we're always brainstorming on these ideas. And I have teams that test some of this stuff. You know, if it works, I bring it right out to the people right away. I mean, even like podcasting, new service called Anchor, that once again is great for podcasting, that you can, you're literally on Spotify, you're on iTunes within days, you know, and if you're doing videos, InShot is a new tool for video production that for $20 a year, you can build a video, push a button, it goes to all your social channels. So there's so many new tools that are coming out that most entrepreneurs don't know about, they've never used. And for the most part, they're, if not, they're free, they're less than $100 or something a year, which is for the most part free for good software.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, again, Bill, thank you so much. And for those of you watching and listening, rewind, get that notebook out because you've just heard a ton of different information that can support you, and make sure you do that text to get the information that he's offering, because Bill's been there, done that, and he's helped thousands of companies succeed. So Bill, thank you. We're going to hold you over for a little additional video for the private Facebook group, Play Big Movement with Sharon Lecter. And so thanks again, Bill, and hold on. We'll be right back.
Okay, sounds great. Thank you for having me on the show.
Thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Please subscribe to iTunes and leave us a review, as well as join us in other areas of social media, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Sharon Lecter, and for Facebook, author Sharon Lecter. Thank you so much and have a fabulous day.